I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, this week saw the 21st annual World Spay Day, observed on the last Tuesday of February. It's a campaign, really, to focus attention on spaying and neutering as a way to save the lives of pet dogs and cats, stray or feral cats, and what are commonly called street dogs, which, like cats, may be stray or feral. It's sponsored by the Humane Society of the United States, Humane Society International, and the Humane Society Veterinary Medical Association. But there are a number of other organizations who support World Spay Day as partners, such as the ASPCA and PetSmart Charities. 40 years ago, only about 10% of household pets were spayed or neutered. The good news is that now 80% of owned pets in American homes are surgically altered. The bad news? More than 2 million dogs and cats are euthanized in animal shelters across the U.S. every year. In the time it takes to listen to this radio spot, 9 animals will lose their lives because there are just too many of them and not enough homes. Each one has the potential to be a great pet, but they will never get the chance. Spaying for female animals and neutering for males are surgical procedures performed by a veterinarian. There is now a non-surgical alternative called zinc neutering, which has been approved by the FDA for use in sterilizing male dogs. It is administered by a veterinarian trained in the procedure, which has proven safe and effective. It has the added benefit of a rapid recovery time, usually a few hours to a day or two, as compared to a much longer time for a traditional surgery. While Spay Day 2015 may be history, its message is current and vital. Owners must make sure their dogs and cats are not adding to the problem of pet overpopulation. Every time you spay a female, you prevent potentially hundreds of puppies or kittens from being born into a world where 9 animals must be euthanized every 2 minutes. You can make a life-saving difference when you're speaking of pets.